Perfect. Thank you. Good morning. It is Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. The time is 9:02 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for the Washington Administrative Code, WAC 458-40-540, titled Timber Excise Tax, Forest Land Values, and WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Nikki Bizzari, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rule coordinator, Sierra Crumbaker, management analyst, who's monitoring our recording equipment because this meeting is being recorded, Brent Madison, tax policy specialist, Bernhard Krutz, revenue forester, and Paul Stewart, revenue forester. Did I miss anybody else from the department who is on today? Perfect. We are conducting this meeting virtually and do not have anyone attending in person. For the record, we do have participants from outside of the department attending this meeting. For the record, for our participants from outside the department, we would appreciate it if you could now identify yourself and who you are representing and whether you will be testifying today.
Yes, my name, my name is John Ehrenreich. I'm with the Washington Forest Protection Association, or WFPA. And yes, I'd like to testify today.
Great, thank you. Victor, can you please introduce yourself and who you're representing and whether or not you plan to testify today?
My name is Victor Tran. I'm with AW Company. I'm just here to listen, so.
Okay. Can you tell me again who you're with? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
AW Company.
Okay. Thank you. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3405 RCW, which is known as the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 2216. Sorry, 043 on July 27th, 2022, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WACs 458, 40540, and 548-40660, referred to in this meeting as Rule 540 and Rule 660. Copies of the rules are available. If you did not receive a copy and would like one, please let us know. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rules 540 and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. Hi, if you just joined us, I'm going to go ahead and mute you. I apologize. I'm going to start my sentence over. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may provide written comments by sending them to my attention no later than October 22nd, 2022. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with the future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to these rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. Today is the CR-101 public meeting. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the file draft of the rules to the Office of the Code Reviser using Form CR-103, with the appropriate accompanying forms. The revised rules will be effective January 1st, 2023, and will be published in the Washington State Register. At this time, I would like to ask Paul Stewart to explain the proposed revisions to the rules. Paul?
Thank you. Let me apologize for being a little bit late there, and I'm going to apologize for Ross, too. I told him to show up at 10. I got it on my calendar as 10, but it clearly says 9 in the email. So I'm going to start with the proposed forest land values. These all increased by 2.5% roughly from 2022. So the 2023 values increased by approximately 2.5%. So for land grade 1, operability class 1, $224 per acre. Operability class 2, $222 per acre. 3 is $207 per acre, and 4 is $152 per acre. For land grade 2, operability class 1, $191 per acre. Operability class 2 is $184 per acre. 3 is $176 per acre, and 4 is $125 per acre. Land grade 3, operability class 1, value per acre is $148. 2 is $144. 3 is $142, and 4 is $109. Land grade 4, operability class 1, $115, 2 is $110, 3 is $109, and 4 is $83. Land grade 5, operability class 1, $83, 2, $73, 3, $72, 4, $51. Land grade 6, operability class 1, $42, 2 is $40, 3 is $40, and 4 is $38. Land grade 7, operability class 1, $18, 2 is $18, 3 and 4 are both $17. Land grade 8, operability class 1 is $1. Okay, and then for our stumpage values, we'll kind of go over. We had 110 sales to use for our evaluation this period. Of those, 72 were public, 38 were private. The percent volume, 82% of the volume came from the public sales and 18% came from the private sales. We didn't have, you know, the stumpage values were pretty flat, most of them. We had a couple big increases, the RCS, or not a couple substantial changes that are worth mentioning. The RCS went up quite a bit, cedar shake and shingle, that had a big jump, and chipwood on the west side went up rather substantially from a long low period, and cottonwood took a dip. So those are the biggest changes, and I'm going to go ahead and go read through all the species. Now, so for the Western Washington stumpage value tables, Doug fir, stumpage value area 1, $547. Stumpage value area 2, $591. Stumpage value area 3, $597. Stumpage value area 4, $627. Stumpage value area 5 is $561. SVA 9, $533. Western Hemlock, SVA 1, $345. SVA 2 is $458. SVA 3, $418. SVA 4, $406. SBA 5, $408. SBA 9 is $331. Western Red Cedar, SBAs 1 through 5, $1,358. SBA 9, $1,344. Ponderosa Pine, SBAs 1 through 5, $200. SBA 9, $186. Red Alder, SBAs 1 through 5, $564. SBA 9, $550. Black Cottonwood, SBAs 1 through 5, $23. SBA 9, $9. Other Hardwood, SBAs 1 through 5, $243. SBA 9, $229. Doug fir poles, SBAs 1 through 5, $1,061. SBA 9, $1,047. Western Red Cedar poles, SBAs 1 through 5, $1,745. SBA 9, $1,731. Chipwood, SVAs 1 through 5, $8. SVA 9, $6 per ton. RCS 1 through 9, $588. Posts 1 through 9, SVAs 1 through 9, 35 cents per linear foot. Doug fir Christmas trees, SVAs 1 through 9, 25 cents. Other Christmas trees, again unchanged, 1 through 9, 50 cents. And now I will do the east side Western Washington stumpage value tables. Doug fir, SVA 6, $416. SVA 7, $430. Western hemlock, SVA 6, $336. SVA 7, $350. Red cedar, SVA 6, $1,662. SVA 7, $1,676. Ponderosa pine, SVA 6, $186. SVA 7, $200. Other hardwood, SVA 6, $1. SVA 7, $9. Red cedar poles, SVA 6, $1,833. SVA 7, $1,847. Chipwood, SVA 6, $1 per ton, SVA 7, $1. Small logs, SVA 6, $23 per ton, SVA 7, is $25 per ton. RCS, red cedar shake and shingle, $588 for both SVA 6 and 7. Posts and SVA 6 and 7, 35 cents. Doug fir Christmas trees, SVA 6 and 7, 25 cents. Other Christmas trees for SVA 6 and 7 are 50 cents. I think that's it for our proposed changes.
Thank you so much, Paul. Before I proceed to the comment portion of this meeting, I just want to mention that Ross Goodwin, another revenue forester, has joined us. He's also with the department. I'd also like to give anyone who has joined us an opportunity to introduce themselves, who they represent, and if they plan to testify. I see that someone named Connie has joined us. Connie, can you introduce yourself, who you represent, and if you plan to testify today? Connie, you are on mute if you would like to introduce yourself. Okay. Not hearing, I will now move to the comment portion of this meeting. As mentioned earlier, we appreciate receiving written testimony. In which case, if you have written testimony, you may email it to me so it can be part of the rulemaking file. My email address is nikki@dor.wa.gov, and I will put it in the chat now. If at this time you would like to make a comment orally, please identify yourself again for the record and any organization you are representing. Thank you. John, do you want to go first?
Sure. Again, my name is John Ehrenreich. I'm with the WFPA, and I'd like to say that I have crunched the numbers and have matched the numbers that the Department of Revenue is proposing for both the land values and the stumpage values for the first half of 2023, and agree with the values. As always, I want to thank the department for their work on this. I realize that there's a lot of work behind this, and these CR101 meetings are, of course, are the culmination of that. But there's a lot of data to crunch, a lot of data to put in, a lot of analysis that goes with it. So appreciate all the work, Bernard, Paul, Ross. And of course, Nikki and Brenton. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone else who would like to make a public comment at this time? Okay, it appears we have no more public comments. in which event I will now end this public hearing on Rule 540 and 660. Thank you so much for participating. The time is 9:17, and the public meeting for Rules 540 and 660 is now adjourned.